Today's scripture reading
今日嘅读经嘅经文
is taken from Acts chapter 28 verses 30 to 31 and also from Timothy.
今日读经经文来自《使徒行传》第28章30至31节和《提摩太后书》4章6至22节。
We'll first read this in unison, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们会一起用英文读，之后再一起用广东话读。
Acts chapter 28 verse 30. For the next 2 years, Paul lived in Rome at his own expense. He welcomed all who visited him, boldly proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ, and no one tried to stop him. As for me, my life has already been poured out.As an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. Timothy, please come as soon as you can.Demas has deserted me because he loves the things of this life and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens have gone to Galatia and Titus has gone to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark with you when you come, for he will be helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come,Be sure to bring the coat I left with Carpus at Troas. Also bring my books and especially my papers. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm, but the Lord will judge him for what he has done. Be careful of him, for he fought against everything we said. The first time I was brought before the judge, no one came with me. Everyone abandoned me.May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and gave me strength so that I might preach the good news in its entirety for all the Gentiles to hear. And he rescued me from certain death. Yes, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen.Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila and those living in the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed at Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick at Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus sends you greetings, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters.May the Lord be with your spirit, and may his grace be with all of you.
使徒行传28章，保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。你要赶紧的到我这里来，因为底马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往帖撒罗尼加去了；格勒是往加拉太去，提多往达马太去，独有路加在我这里。你来的时候要把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上于我有益处。我已经打发推基鼓往以弗所去， 我在特罗亚留于加布的那件外衣，你来的时候可以带来，那些书也要带来，更要紧的是那些皮卷。同像亚历山大多多的害我，主必照他所行的报应他，你也要防备他，因为他极力敌挡了我们的话。我初次申诉，没有人前来帮助，竟都离弃我，但愿这罪不归于他们，唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使福音被我所尽的都传明，叫外邦人都听见，我也从狮子口里被救出来。主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。问白基拉、阿居拉和阿尼释弗一家的人安。我已留都在哥林多住下了，特罗菲摩病了，我就留他在米利都。你要赶紧在冬天以前到我这里来。有布罗、布田、尼路、格鲁底亚和众弟兄都问你安。愿主与你们的同在，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿神祝福读祂的话语和听祂话语的人。
The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message today is Keeping the Faith and Finishing the Race.
今天陈牧师为我们证道的题目是守住所信的道，完成当跑的路。
If you're familiar with the book of Acts, the final chapters, which we read the final verses of the final chapter, are all about Paul and all about Paul's sufferings.
使徒行传最尾嗰几章其实都讲到保罗同埋保罗嘅受苦。
Everything goes wrong.
所有嘢都出错。
In these last chapters, if you're very familiar with Acts, it's one thing after the other.
是一件又一件事的出问题。
He's falsely accused. He's almost assassinated.
他被人是错误的去指控，他差不多被谋杀。
He's imprisoned.
他被囚禁。
He appeals to the Roman authorities in order to get a fair trial.
他向凯撒去上诉，要有一个得到一个公平的审讯。
And then on the way to Rome, he's shipwrecked.
去罗马的时候呢，他更加是遇到撞船。
Everything has gone wrong.
所有嘢都出咗问题。
Here's a brief explanation of what we're told about the Apostle Paul in the verses that you read, Acts 28:30-31.
咁喺头先读过嘅《使徒行传》廿八章三十到三十一节，就系保罗去略略解释紧发生咩事。
Okay, Paul's not in a dungeon. He's in probably a rental home, and he's under house arrest.
保罗是被软禁，他在一间屋的里面，在一个租住的屋里面，即不是一个窿或者是监狱这样。
And so therefore he's able to host guests, have people come and go to see him.
所以其实他的朋友或者人可以来去探他的。
In other words, he's free to do his job. His job is to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
即是说他有自由去做他的工作，他的工作是什么呢？就是宣讲耶稣基督的福音。
And if you don't mind, George, if you could shine up Acts 28:31 again. You have the New Living Translation there, which again is a good translation. I'm going to read from the New International Version to give you just a little more literal translation. Just a little bit more.
我们再看看使徒行传的28章31节，英文的翻译和牧师读的是不同的。
Verse 31 in the NIV says, He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
佢話放膽傳講神國的道，將主耶穌基督的事教導人，並沒有人禁止。
Now verse 31 is the last verse of the entire book of Acts.
31節係成卷《使徒行傳》嘅最後一節嘅聖經。
And you know, when you read a narrative portion of a book, scripture, you know, the ending here is very abrupt.
如果你睇到呢、这個《使徒行傳》呢、这個好似一個敘事嘅事情嘅時候，嚟到31節咧，好似突然間咁樣就停咗。
It doesn't tell us much, right? How things end.Whether Paul went to trial or if he didn't go to trial.
好似冇讲到好多关于保罗究竟最终发生咗咩事，咁佢有冇系接受审讯呢？审讯之后又点样呢？
Luke, the author, doesn't tell us what happened.
咁啊，路加佢呢个作者冇讲你哋听究竟系点样。
It seems very, very anticlimactic.
好似咧系从好似完一卷书咧，完得好似虎头蛇尾咁样。
And as you'll see on slide two.It's a very wise thing that Luke does here at the end. He's the human writer of the book of Acts.
但其實路加寫到呢度咁樣完咧，其實係好有智慧嘅。
Because this abrupt ending fits very, very well with his message.
因為佢咁樣完法咧，好同佢所講嘅信息係好合切。
As you see on the screen, the great theme of the book of Acts is not simply the history of early church.
因为《使徒行传》嗰个主题并唔系话要讲你听早期教会嘅历史系点样。
It's the history of the mission of the early church.
而系话系讲到早期教会佢哋宣教嘅历史。
So what does happen to the apostle Paul?
咁对于保罗究竟发生咗咩事呢
？Well, actually, Luke probably gives us a sign or signal here with this abrupt ending.
咁阿路加咁样完法咧，其实可以俾咗一个提示我哋。
Because like any good writer, what Luke is actually trying to make sure is we don't look at Paul too much here in the story.
好似一个好嘅作者一样，路加想俾我哋睇到嘅，并唔系要我哋睇好多，专注太多喺保罗嘅生命上。
Because the Apostle Paul is not Luke's basic message of the book.
因为保罗并唔系路加所写呢卷书嘅主题。
If you look carefully at the end of Acts, in verse 30, it says, for 2 whole years, Paul stayed there.
因为你看回30节，他说有两年的时间，保罗留在那里。
That means stayed in that rented home under house arrest.
2 whole years. 就是说保罗被软禁两年的时间。
You see, Paul had come to be under trial.
那保罗来到要被审讯。
And he had appealed to the Roman authorities because he had been accused by an accuser back in Judea.
他被在猶大當地的人呢去錯誤的指控他，所以呢他要去上訴。
And if you did a little bit of background check of how things worked back then in Paul's day and age in that place in the world, you'll know that there's the 2-year statutory period once you got to Rome when the accuser could come and make their case.
如果你認識當時的那個背景和法制的時候，你知道你去上訴去到那裡有兩年的時間，在這兩年時間裡面指控你的人又就要來到去來指控你。
So Luke informs us, the listener, the reader here, says for 2 whole years, Paul's been waiting.
那路加就是講給讀者聽說，在這兩年的時間，保羅就是一直在等。
I think that's Luke's way of hinting to us, the reader. Hey, the accusers aren't showing up. They never show up.
咁路加就係講俾我哋聽，呢兩年嘅時間，嗰啲指控保羅嘅人從冇出現過。
Which isn't surprising if you're familiar with the background here, which again is very important to understand the Holy Scriptures.
咁咧，你對於要去明白呢個聖經咧，你對於嗰個背景要好清楚。
You see, it's a long way to travel.Back then, and then, you know, you don't have, it's not the jet age. It's not convenient. You don't hop on a train and you get from A to B. When you travel, it's hard.
你要知道在当时的社会那个年代没有车的嘛，没有火车的嘛，你要去由一个地方去到另一个地方是不容易的，是要很浪费时间。
And the people who came to accuse you wouldn't have had to get their, they would have had to get their prosecution case in order.
咁咧，嗰啲嚟指控佢嘅人咧，要一個一個咁樣嚟到去出現。
And if you're familiar with the book of Acts, you'll know that these accusers hadn't done a good job before.
咁你都知道，睇翻《使徒行传》呢啲指控佢哋嘅人咧，其实佢哋一路以嚟咧，佢哋都唔能够真正嘅指控保罗。
For instance, we see in Acts 25 and 26 that the accusers accused Paul in front of Festus, who's the Judean governor under King Agrippa.
咁咧喺睇翻廿五章、廿六章嘅时候咧，呢啲指控保罗嘅人咧嚟到菲斯都呢个省长喺亚基帕王嘅领导之下。
And as that portion of the narrative describes, they didn't do a good job in bringing forth the case.
咁咧吓，圣经都讲到佢哋喺呢个王嘅面前咧，佢哋真系并唔系控诉得好好。
On top of that, this isn't the first time the accusers messed up. Prior to that, they appeared before Felix, the governor, the procurator, procurator of Judea during the time of another emperor, Claudius, and that's recorded in Acts 23 and 24.
咁咧，其實呢個並唔係第一次噶啦。再之前有一次，佢哋都係搞禍咗嘅，就係佢喺呢個黑勞迪呢個王嘅面前啊，喺菲力斯巡撫之前咧。要去控訴保羅，但係都唔成功。
You know, back then, you know, you don't mess with the Romans, right? We know the Romans weren't very nice people, right?
咁咧喺當時嘅社會，你知道你唔好去隨意嘅得罪羅馬人。
And if you come and accuse somebody back then, bring a case before them, you better have substantial reason to make the accusation.
如果你要嚟到羅馬政府面前去控訴人咧，你最好有好好嘅證據。
Roman courts actually were quite severe. If you came before the authorities and had some frivolous accusation,
咁當時嘅羅馬嘅法庭其實對於嗰啲做出錯誤指控嘅懲罰咧，其實係好嚴重嘅。
So it could perhaps be a sign that Luke is telling us at the end of Acts that, hey, Paul never faced a trial.
咁其實路加就係喺《使徒行傳》最尾嗰度就講俾你聽，保羅並冇接受到呢個審訊。
And if that was the case, he would have been released.
如果係咁嘅話咧，佢可能會就被釋放咗啦。
In fact, that's what tradition tells us.
咁咧，教會嘅傳統歷史裏邊咧，亦都係咁樣講你聽。
Tradition tells us at the end of Acts 28 that Paul was released.
就係講俾你聽，保羅喺《使徒行傳》28章之後咧，係獲得釋放。
The reason is the accusers never showed up.
個原因就係指控佢嘅人咧並冇出現喺呢個法庭。
But it wasn't until many years later that Paul was imprisoned again, and there he was tried and executed.
咁直到好多年之後咧，保羅再被去審訊、被囚禁，並且係被處死。
And so, therefore, at the very end of Paul's life is something here that's chronicled in the other portion of Scripture that we read, 2 Timothy 4.
咁咧，保罗最生命嘅后以后嘅时间咧，就系喺提摩太后书里边去表达咗出嚟。
So let me ask you, as we spend some time in that text,
咁又问下呢个问题啦。
How did Paul's life end?
咁保罗嘅生命点样终结咧
？What did happen?
有咩事发生咗？有咩事发生咗喺保罗身上
？Well, simply put, he finished the Christian life well.
簡單嚟講，就係佢好好嘅完結咗佢基督徒嘅生命。
He lived and finished the Christian life strong in the faith to his very last breath.
佢係好堅強嘅喺佢嘅信心裏邊去完成咗佢基督徒嘅生命，係直到最後。
And you could see that as you read just minutes before in 2 Timothy 4. You saw the last words. You read the last words of the Apostle Paul recorded for us.
我哋头先读嘅《使徒行传》提摩太后书嘅第四章，就系佢表述咗佢最终嘅时间。
Paul's race was finished, or at least the end was clearly in sight for him.
佢嘅赛跑系完结咗，或者系至少系佢睇到终结。
And it's important for us to note that Paul made no claim to having won the race.
但我哋要知道嘅就系话，保罗并冇话佢系喺个赛跑里边胜利咗。
Paul was perfectly content to have finished the race.
佢对于能够完成呢个赛事，佢已经好满足。
You know, if you interview marathon runners, you know, of course the the quote-unquote professional runners in a marathon, they break world records, right? And they're racing for the prize, the first prize, right?
咁如果你去啊去同嗰啲跑馬拉松嘅人去啊去見面嘅時候，嗰啲當然專業嘅跑手佢哋要去跑係為咗要贏嗰個獎賞。
But if you hear and read about the testimonies of the marathon runners of the New York City Marathon, they'll tell you they're content to finish because it's a grueling 26 miles through the boroughs of New York City that you're running.
咁但係如果你同嗰啲一般嘅跑手去傾。聽偈聽到佢哋嘅講嘢嘅時候，你佢哋能夠對於能夠完成嗰個26公里嘅賽事咧，佢已經覺得好興奮。
The majority of those runners, they're just overjoyed and thankful that they just crossed the finish line finally.
大部分嘅跑手對於能夠完成呢個賽事，佢哋已經覺得好興奮。
Because completion is a significant accomplishment.
因為能夠完成已經是一個很重要的成就。
It reveals to you and to everyone incredible endurance and determination.
去俾你同埋其他人睇到你嗰個堅忍同埋你嘅決心。
I have on slide 3 a verse in Acts, earlier in Acts 20:24, that indicates Paul's words after his third missionary journey, his farewell to the elders in Ephesus.
咁喺《使徒行传》20:24，佢喺第三次宣教旅程完结嘅时候咧，对同以弗所嘅教会嘅长老讲嘅咁一番说话。
This probably occurs prior to heading to possible imprisonment in Jerusalem。
咁应该系喺佢喺犹太被囚禁之前。
And it's on slide 3, you'll see it there. Paul said, "I consider," and in the NIV, "I consider my life worth nothing to me." If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
他说我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
And in our text, in 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul says, I have kept the faith.
咁我哋啱读过嘅提摩太后书第四章第七节，佢话我所守嘅道我已经守住啦。
Those words that Paul are stating there in 2 Timothy 4:7 probably means that Paul has guarded and preserved the gospel message。
咁嘅意思可能就系话佢已经去守捍卫咗同保存咗呢个福音嘅信息。
Because Paul says something similar to Timothy.Paul's mentoring Timothy, a young pastor.
因为他对提摩太也都讲过类似的说话。
In 1 Timothy 6:20, he says, "Guard to Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you."
他说提摩太，你要保守所托付你的。
The faith that Paul's referring to here, as he talks to Timothy, is to what has been entrusted to Christians.
咁啊，保罗所讲呢度嘅就系。交托俾信徒嘅嗰个信心。
Paul had never wavered in his faithfulness to proclaim the gospel.
咁保罗喺呢个传福音嘅事上边，佢并冇动摇。
And soon he'll pass that veil, that mysterious veil, when we leave this place.
咁当佢离开嘅时候咧，佢就会将呢个职事交俾人。
And experience all the promises.That God has for His children, the believers of the faith.
咁跟住佢就会经历咗佢对于神嘅儿女所应许嘅。
So how did Paul finish? And I have this on slide 4. He finished well.
咁保罗究竟点样完成呢个赛跑咧？佢完成得好好。
But why? Let me ask you, why did Paul finish well? Because you have to finish well too.
點解保羅可以完成得咁好呢？因為你都需要完成得好，所以你需要知道。
It's because he knew, among other things, that life is a struggle.
因為知道喺佢知道咁多嘅事情裏邊，生命係一個掙扎。
The Christian life, that's what he's talking about. It's an uphill climb.
一個基督徒嘅生命係一個向山坡上邊嘅奔跑嘅事情。
And so the question for everyone here and out there is this.How are you going to live it? How are you going to finish it?
所以要问你的就是说你怎样去完成这个赛跑呢?
Will you be faithful in the things that God are, as you face life, are you going to be faithful with the things God has entrusted you with?
咁神所俾你嘅嘢，你会唔会忠心到底咧？喺你嘅生命上边。
Will you follow the Lord Jesus Christ in all the ups and downs of your living?
喺你生命嘅高高低低里边，你会唔会继续去相信耶稣基督
？You can finish well too.
你亦都能够好好嘅完成呢个比赛。
So let's look more closely at that perspective on life that Paul has. That life is a struggle.
咁让我哋好再细心去睇下。保罗怎样在生命上面挣扎这件事。
He explains what he means in 2 Timothy 4, 6-8 in our text. And George, if you don't mind, if you could shine up 2 Timothy 4, 6-8 again. These are, again, the very famous words in the scriptures, the last words of the Apostle Paul.
我们再看一下提摩太后书四章六至到八节保罗晚期最后的说话。
Again, I'm reading from the New International Version, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering. And the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
保罗说，我现在被晓电，离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。所剩的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
He's talking about the Christian life, by the way, not just life in general.
这个不是讲到一般的生命，是讲到基督徒的生命。
The word fight there, and you'll see it on the screen, is actually a word, very interesting word, for wrestling. It's a wrestling match, the Christian life.
他说他打过那个仗那个字其实就好像是讲到要去角力。
The Koine Greek word is agon. And of course, English is based a lot on Greek. It's a Western-based language. It means agony, right?
希列文那个字 agon 那个字呢英文引用出来就是那个痛苦那个字。
I don't know if you ever run a long distance race. I have. It's agony. It's agony.A struggle.
我不知道你有没有试过去跑一个长跑，实在是很痛苦的，是一个挣扎。
It's a struggle to finish.
要去完成它，实在是一个挣扎。
And this idea of the Christian life as a struggle, a fight, a wrestling match is something that Paul develops not only here, but in 1 Corinthians 9.
咁喺哥林多前书咧，保罗都讲到呢个系一个赛跑，呢个挣扎，呢个角力，真系一个挣扎。
And Paul uses that analogy here and in 1 Corinthians 9 that.A Christian is to be like an athlete, a wrestler, a struggler, a long-distance runner.
咁保罗用同样嘅比喻喺提摩太后书呢度讲到呢个基督徒就好似一个赛跑手、一个摔跤手一样喺度挣扎。
And if you ever experienced or if you known and spoke to a serious athlete, they train hard. They don't just rely on talent; they train hard. There's a lot of sweat and blood.
一个运动员，佢哋要经过好多嘅训练，好多嘅挣扎，入边有好多嘅汗水、血水。
Yes, they are gifted athletes and skilled, but they work hard. You got to work hard.
佢可能会有天赋，佢哋有佢哋嘅技能，但系佢一定要去好努力嘅去练习。
And so, what does Paul actually mean? Which is life is a struggle.
咁就系喺生命佢里边系一个挣扎，就系咁嘅意思。
I have to point this out because.We have some misconceptions when we say life is hard. We think, oh, yeah, there's a lot of disappointments, bereavements, right? Disappointments in life. No, he's not talking about that.
但佢唔係話生命係一次掙扎，並唔係代表話你個生活係有困難嘅啦，又有上上落落嘅。保羅唔係講緊呢樣嘢。
He's talking about the Christian life, and I have that on slide 5.
保羅所講嘅係講到基督徒嘅生命。
He's saying the Christian life is a deliberate struggle.
他说基督徒的生命是你是故意的，在当中有挣扎角力。
What I mean by that is struggling against something most people don't struggle against.
就是说你在要对那些事情一般人不需要挣扎的，反之你是要挣扎。
And because many Christians aren't struggling in the Christian life, they're slipping. They're slipping in a life of faith.
所以很多基督徒在他的生命里面有挣扎，他们在信心上面他们有失脚。
They're slipping because they're not fighting, they're not struggling.
他们有失脚，他们失去他们的信心，因为他们不去争斗，不去挣扎。
Paul's a great writer. He states things very metaphorically in many ways, very descriptively, so that it sticks into our brain.
保罗所写的很多时都用到一些的比喻，所以他的信息可以是刻在我们的心里面。
He's using that metaphor because athletes in training have to say no. No to impulses. No.
咁保罗话呢啲好运动员，佢哋要训练佢哋对一啲嘢，佢哋心里边冲动想得到嘅嘢，佢哋要话不要。
A focused, gifted athlete who's working hard doesn't, when he's tired, doesn't say, "I'm going to just stop. I'm going to just stop running."
一个有要去做训练嘅运动员，佢哋当遇到已经好疲累嘅时候，佢哋唔会随意咁就话停啦，我唔再训练啦。
They're not going to just say, "I'm going to eat this and eat that, and it doesn't matter. I'm training for this marathon, this race, but I'll just eat what I want." No.
咁如果佢可能接受紧呢个马拉松嘅训练嘅时候，佢唔可以随便话我中意食呢啲，我中意食呢啲，咁我就可以去食啦。
He's not going to say, "I'd rather go to the party tonight than train." No.
咁佢唔会话今晚我要去派对，我唔去训练啦。佢哋唔会咁样。
An excellent athlete is training says no to the things that hinder him, hinder her from.The goal.
一个好的运动员并不会随意的因着有些东西去阻止他要去达到他的目标。
That means they go to sleep at 10, so they get up early to run and to train and to lift weights.
就是说他可能要晚上10点钟就要睡觉，听朝一早起身又要去接受训练。
They're not on their smartphone till 1 a.m.
他们不会揸着个电看个电话看到1点。
An athlete is constantly saying no to the natural impulses.Of the self.
一个运动员要不断的对他自己心里面冲动想要那样东西，他要不断的说不。
And Paul says, like that analogy, that is so for the Christian to live the Christian life.
保罗说这个比喻就是给基督徒要怎样过他们基督徒的生活。
You know, Paul uses the word in 1 Corinthians 9 that means that the athlete has to exercise self-control.
保罗所讲咧就系话呢个运动员要有自制。
That's the Koine Greek word egokratia。
咁希腊文 egokratia 呢个字
，ego control， that's what it means literally ego control。
即系话要控制你嘅自我。
And that's the reason why the Christian life is a struggle because it's a struggle against the demands of the ego。
所以基督徒嘅生命系一个挣扎，因为佢要同佢嗰个自我去角力。
But the difference is, it's Christian life is much larger than what an athlete has to deal with.
但系个分别就系话，基督徒嘅生活生命比一个运动员所要面对嘅系更加大。
You know, there are many great Christian theologians of the past that put this in very succinct statements.
咁以往有好多嘅伟大嘅神学家，佢哋都将呢个嘅意念咧，去将佢讲出嚟。
I know it's imperfect to, because this message is translated to have a lengthy quote, but I have on the slide, slide 6, Martin Luther's quote from his writings from the book of Romans.
咁啊，如果我想上面睇到嘅就係马丁路德佢点样去喺罗马书里边去做一个解释。
And of course, it's not ideal because things are being translated to get the gist of it. So trying to shorten it and paraphrase it and make it digestible as much as possible.
咁啊，尝试去将佢简化，去让大家可以明白。
But Luther says, due to the original sin, our nature is so deeply curved in on itself that it fails to realize, in this wicked, twisted, and crooked way, that it seeks all things, including God, for itself.
咁马丁路德佢话，因为我哋嘅原罪，我哋嘅本质咧，已经好深深嘅去。向自身去做一个弯曲，以致我哋唔能够睇到自己系几咁堕落，几咁扭曲，以致我哋寻求所有嘅嘢，包括神在内，都系为咗自己。
Luther's writing a commentary here on the Book of Romans, truths in the Book of Romans。
咁马丁路德所讲嘅就系讲到系罗马书 針對羅馬書所講。
Luther is informing us and saying that's human nature. I just described it.
馬丁路德話呢個就係人嘅本質。
In short, the ego is ravenous, sharp set on what it wants.
佢話就係話嗰個自我，人嘅自我係好貪得無厭嘅。佢要睇到佢想要嗰樣嘢，佢就想要得到。
He wants to grab everything and use it in such a way that it's for you, you, you.
佢想要所有得到所有嘅捉住所有嘅嘢，都係要為咗佢自己，自己，自己。
Right, your selfish interests foremost because of the sinful nature.
你嗰個自私嗰、那個啊，想要嗰樣嘢，因為係你自己嘅罪嘅緣故。
That's the struggle that you and I are called to fight against.
呢個就係神呼召我哋，我哋要去面對嗰個掙扎。
And another great theologian, Jonathan Edwards of a past generation, says something similar to Luther, and he uses a kind of metaphor. It's on slide 7.
而另一個神學家愛德華茲亦都係講過類似嘅説話。
Again, by way of summary, Luther's metaphor in a nutshell is we're curved in on ourselves.
咁路德頭先所馬丁路德頭先所講嘅就簡單嚟講就係話所佢將所有嘅嘢都彎曲向住自己。
Again, it's a metaphor describing our human nature, our natural human nature.
係對於人性嘅一個比喻。
And Edwards, another great theologian, arguably the most famous theologian in American history, it's not perfect. I'll try to paraphrase and make it digestible for you, because his English is pretty hard.
咁啊，愛德華茲另一個神學家，咁佢所講講嘅呢段話，我都嘗試去簡化。
After the fall or sin, the mind of man shrank from its primitive greatness and extensiveness to an exceeding diminution. Diminution means shrinking. Before man's soul was under the noble principle of divine love, thereby it was, as it were, enlarged to the comprehension of all its fellow creatures. But as soon as we sinned, all this excellent enlargedness of soul was gone, and it shrank to a little point, circumscribed and closely shut up within itself to the exclusion of others, and now wholly governed by narrow, selfish principles.
他说人堕落之后，他的思想哪怕从他原初那么伟大宽广里面萎缩，变得极度卑鄙而且狭小，从此人的灵魂受神圣之外的尊贵原则管制，因此他们扩张到是足以容纳其他所有受造物以及他们的福祉。但是人犯罪干犯上帝之后，这些尊贵的属性立刻就丧失了，人类的灵魂一切的宽裕宽广的疆域都随之而去，从此以后人就变得萎缩，灵魂也都沦为巴掌之地的囚徒囚禁，封闭在自我之内，都排除一切其他事物的地步。
Here's what Luther and Edwards are saying, again, explaining what the Bible says. Whenever you get into any interaction, any meeting, engagement with someone, every moment you interact, you operate in one of two ways.
咁馬丁路德同愛德華茲都解釋一樣嘢，就係話當你同人有互動嘅時候咧，你點樣回應咧，都係有兩種嘅方法。
Simply put,One way to act is your life, your resources to serve me.
第一个方法就是说你对那个人讲话你的生命你的资源都是要来服侍我。
Of course, the opposite or the other path is my life, my resources given to serve you.
而另一个方法就是说我的生命我的资源就是要去服侍你。
You can either get into a situation to say, how do I use these people and their resources to serve me and my interests?
咁可能你会喺呢个有呢个状况里边，你会谂啊，我点样可以使到呢啲人同埋佢哋嘅资源可以嚟到服侍我咧
？Or you can be looking at every meeting with someone in your life, every situation, and say, how do I give my life and my resources to serve you?
又或者喺其他嘅情况，你去谂点样去用我嘅生命同埋我嘅资源。可以去服侍到你呢?
Simply put, your life for mine, or you choose my life for yours.
簡單來講就是說你的生命是為了我，又或者是我的生命是為了你。
Obviously, these are two different paths, right? Two opposite different ways of living.
很明顯這兩個方法完全是相對的。
And what Luther and Edwards and the Bible is saying is your life to serve me is your natural tendency.
那聖經和這些神學家都所說就是說我們自然的傾向就是說你的生命要服侍我自己。
It's something you can't shake on your own strength. It's deep inside the core of your being.
這個自然的傾向不是你靠你自己的力量就可以 去排除它，這個是在你心裡面深深地是根植在那裡。
In other words, it's going to automatically come out unless you struggle and fight against it.
即是说你要去用力的去跟这件事去争斗去挣扎，你才可以从这件事里面去逃离出来。
If you don't struggle in the Christian life, every single time you have an opportunity to act in a selfish way, you will. You will default by default. You will act in a selfish way.
如果你不去努力去挣扎的时候，在任何情况之下，你都会基于你的自私的方向而去行。
And you don't have to hear.Someone tell you that, you know that. People do that all the time as you interact, as you live out your life in the world.
你都知道在这个世界上生活，人都是这样做，你不需要人来告诉你，每个人都是这样做。
Sadly to say, we say to ourselves, I'll get into this relationship, I'll do this, as long as I'm getting that, as long as you're serving my needs.
我们都说，我要在进入这个关系，因为你要去服侍我，你要给一些益处我，我才会进入这个关系。
That's why...The divorce rate even amongst Christians is 50%.
之所以基督徒里面的离婚率有五成，就是因为这样的原因。
Because every time you give in to the sinful nature, you know what happens to your soul? You become smaller.
因为你每一次向你的罪性里面去跪低的时候，你的灵魂就更加缩小一点。
In a sense, your soul is shrinking.
你的灵魂是变得更加狭小。
Or to put it in Edwards' words, and Luther, you're curving into yourself to a little dot, a little point.
咁好似头先所讲就话，你去自我里边去慢慢弯曲弯曲，直至到你变成净系得翻一点。
You're becoming less and less able to imagine what it's like to be somebody else.
你变得更加唔能够想象去变成为一个另一个人。
You're becoming less.And less able to love.
你更加不能够去爱。
You'll be less and less able to get out of this mess.
你更加是不能够去离开这个这样的肮脏。
It's what the Bible describes as a hardening of your heart.
就是圣经所形容的话，你是刚硬的心。
In other words, you're losing your enlargement of soul that enables you to comprehend other points of view, understand other people.
就是说你不能够去使到你的心去宽广到可以去明白其他人，明白其他的灵魂。
Because you become just filled with self-pity, always defending yourself, always thinking no one understands me.
因为你的心呢，只是充满了，只是讲着话，想着没人可以去明白我，你只是要去自怜，要去自我的辩护。
And you become harder of heart.And you shrink and become smaller of soul, smaller and smaller and smaller.
咁嘅灵魂咧就变得越嚟越少，越嚟越少。你嘅心咧变得刚硬。
This is an imperfect analogy, but it's like sinking under the waterline. You're supposed to be treading water, right? You're in the Atlantic. Your ship just went down, and you're trying to stay afloat. Yes, the salt water might help you a little bit, but you still got to tread. You still got to.Got to breathe, right? You got to float. You got to stay over the waterline.
好似呢个大海里边，你一定要系浮喺呢个水嘅上边，你要呼吸。如果唔系咧，你就咁沉落去噶啦。
That's the struggle against the sinful nature that you're called to struggle against.
呢个就好似你同你嘅罪性里边去挣扎一样。
It's something fierce. It's an uphill climb.
呢个好难嘅去征战嘅，呢个系。好熾烈的爭戰。
There's a more, I would was going to say contemporary, but not necessarily contemporary anymore because it's from the last century. C.S. Lewis has a lot of things to say concerning this, and I have it on slide 8 and 9.
咁而路易斯咧，对于呢样嘢咧，亦都有一个说法。
Lewis says, as you'll see on slide 8, Lewis says that whenever you're selfish operating out of this natural way of selfishness, you put a little mark on your soul.
咁啊，路易斯话，当你系喺如果当你系自私嘅时候，你系点样喺你个罪性里边去运行嘅时候咧，你就好似将一个点咧系。
Again, Lewis is a literal type, so he puts words very nicely. The little marks make it just a little bit easier to be selfish the next time and the next.
咁你喺呢个灵魂上边去加一个咁嘅标示嘅时候咧，就使到你下一次咧更加容易去变得自私。
You're shrinking. You're sinking back down far away from being what you're called to be, like Christ.
咁咧，你就变得更加萎缩，更加系沉落嚟。變得咧，要學效基督係更加遙遠。
Because you're not struggling, you're giving into the sinful nature, and your heart is slowly hardening.
因為你並冇對你嘅罪性去掙扎爭戰，變咗你嘅心咧越嚟越剛硬。
Lewis, again, I'm paraphrasing in his book *The Great Divorce*, says hell begins with a grumbling mood, always complaining, always blaming others, but you're still distinct from it. You may even criticize it in yourself and wish you could stop, but there may come a day when you can no longer. Then there will be no you left to criticize the mood or even to enjoy it, to have gone down to diminution. There'll just be a grumble going on and on forever like a machine. In each of us, there is something growing, which will be hell unless it's nipped in the bud.
咁路易斯喺佢嗰本书《开往天堂嘅巴士》嗰本书嘅里边开始嘅时候咧，佢就话：地狱开始嘅时候咧，就好似一个埋怨嘅心境一样，佢成日去投诉，成日去指责其他人。但系咧，你同佢咧，好似仲有一个距离，你甚至乎咧可能会去批评佢。在你心里面批评他，希望他可以阻止。但是到有一天你不再是这样做的时候，你就变得去你自己的心里面都去喜欢去批评人，并且你是享受去批评人，以致你的灵魂就变得越来越少。到最后你就不断的去埋怨去批评，好像一个机器永远都是这样做。在我们每一个人的心里面都是有一样东西，有这样东西去慢慢去成长出来，就直至到变成一个地狱，除非你一喺开始嘅时候咧，你就可以阻止跟随佢。
That's the struggle.
呢个就系挣扎。
On slide 10, Lewis says elsewhere, if we have souls, if we live forever, what really matters are those little marks, those little twists on the central inward human being, the inside part of your soul.
咁路易斯亦都讲过话，如果我哋系有灵魂，我哋能够永远嘅存在嘅时候咧，咁变咗你嘅灵魂里边嗰中间嗰一点嗰个黑印咧，就可以会扭曲你嘅中间嘅中心嘅时候咧，嗰个就变得最重要。
You're going to turn your soul eventually, in the long run, either in a heavenly or a hellish creature.
因为到最后嘅时候，你可能会将你嘅灵魂。变成，因为这个黑印变成一个是你是属于天堂还是属于地狱的生物。
That struggle, that fight happens to you every single day.
这个争战每一天都在你的生命里面发生。
And so you'll never finish well unless you're struggling, that struggle, fighting the good fight, like Paul says.
除非你好似保罗所讲嘅，将嗰个美好嘅仗打过之后，每一日都去征战嘅时候，否则你呢个比赛唔会完结得好好。
You fight by living by faith in the promises of God.
因为神嘅应许，你点样去征战呢？就系藉住你嘅信心。
If you're not struggling, you don't realize it because you're being hardened.
如果你不是挣扎的时候，你就不知道原来你的心已经刚硬了。
And what will happen is you get indifferent. You say it doesn't matter.
你就變得唔再理其他嘢，你變得粉碎執著。
And when you get old, you become cynical.
我哋會變得粉碎執著。
You'll be able to love less, and you'll be more self-absorbed.
你唔再能夠去愛其他人，你變得更加自我中心。
Self-absorbed people justify themselves all the time.
咁自我中心嘅人，佢通常都會自圓其說。
Because it's all about you. That's why you're alive.
因為都係講到關於你自己，呢個就係你所相信嘅。
And as you see on slide 10, on the bottom there, life is a struggle against smallness of soul. It's a struggle to escape the shrinking soul and to turn to love.
呢個生命就係要同呢個靈魂點樣變得越嚟越小呢件事情上面去爭戰。你要從呢個慢慢縮小嘅靈魂裏面去逃出嚟，以至要能夠去愛。
You know, the verses we read in 2 Timothy 4, you read a lot of names, and you know that Paul said everybody deserted him.
咁頭先睇過啊，提摩太書第四章啊，睇到好多嘅名字，但係保羅都話咧，呢啲人都離開咗佢。
They didn't come to his defense. That's what he's saying.
佢話佢呢啲人咧都冇嚟到係幫佢去辯護。
And you know, in a sense, you can't really blame the people because if you spoke up, you probably lose your life.
咁但係好似你都唔可以去指控呢啲人，因為如果佢哋去出嚟去幫佢辯護嘅時候咧，佢哋嘅生命都可能有危險。
But apparently, as Paul describes in the verses we read in 2 Timothy 4, that no one else had appeared brave enough to be identified with Christ to speak up for Paul.
因保罗所讲就好似冇人咧系够呢个勇气去坦诚。他们相信耶稣基督，并且是为保罗辩护。
But as you'll see on the next slide, slide 11, Paul continued to live out his faith to the very end and said in Philippians 4:13, in the New King James Version, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
保罗在腓立比书四章十三节，在他至终的时候，他说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
You know, the Chinese Version,that we use, the traditional CUV, is based on the King James Version.
咁我哋所读嘅中文嘅和合本咧，系根据英皇钦定本而翻译。
And 2 Timothy 4:17, the latter part of 17, literally says, "I was rescued from the lion's mouth."
咁而喺提摩太后书头先讲嘅就系话。十七章十七节下边嗰度，佢话我从你狮子口里边被救出嚟。
And Paul's using a biblical metaphor there for deliverance from extreme dangers.
咁保罗用呢个比喻去比喻佢从呢个危险里边得救。
And even though Paul probably was released at the end of Acts,
纵使保罗喺使徒行传最尾嘅时候咧，系讲到被释放出嚟。
He probably knew his days were numbered, that he'd be arrested again and face execution.
咁但系佢都可能知道佢自己冇几耐咧，之后亦都会被拘捕，并且系失去生命。
So certainly, Paul's perspective of life is a struggle helped him greatly to finish strong.
咁所以佢解释到佢生命点样系一个挣扎，同埋点样去好好嘅去完成佢嘅赛事。
As you see on slide 11, what is the one thing Paul needed at the end of his life and during his life to finish?
但有一样嘢，佢系需要点样去完成佢嗰个生命嘅赛事赛跑
？Well, the text tells us, and I have it on slide 12. It was friendship of God, not just a general belief in God. It's friendship of God.
就系话同神嘅友谊，唔系单单嘅去就系相信神。
Because 2 Timothy 4:17 and 18 literally says, I felt him. I felt God at my side.
因为在17和18节，他就是讲到说他是有主是站在我旁边，他感觉到主站在他的旁边。
In other words, Paul is not referring to the omnipresence of God, which is a doctrinal truth that the Bible tells us God is everywhere.
因为保罗咧喺呢度讲嘅，并唔系讲到话神嘅无处不在，冇错，呢个系教义上边系正确嘅，神系实在无处不在。但系保罗所讲嘅唔系呢样嘢。
Right, that attribute or characteristic of God is He's at the top of the mountain, He's at the bottom of the sea, He's in Shanghai, He's in New York at the same time.
咁冇錯，神係無論喺高山上邊、喺深海裏邊、喺上海、喺紐約，同時間可以出現。
No, that's not what Paul's referring to in 2 Timothy 4:17 and 18.
但係保羅喺呢度講嘅唔係呢樣嘢。
He's saying, I felt him at my side as my friend.
佢話我感覺到主神喺我嘅旁邊。
He was there, giving me strength.Loving me to the end.
佢喺嗰度俾我力量，爱我到底。
And that's the one thing that will enable you to live the Christian life and finish well.
呢样嘢就系能够去帮助你喺生命里挣扎，并且系完成呢个比赛。
It's not just a ho-hum general belief that God exists.
唔系就咁相信神系实在系喺度。
It's not just trying to be a good person who kind of follows God or gets inspired by going to church.
唔系只系话啊，我觉得几好，去翻教会系一件几好嘅事情。
The bottom line is he your friend?
而系话最重要嘅就系话神系你嘅朋友。
Do you have an experience of God's friendship like?The Apostle Paul's.
你有冇好似保罗一样，对于神系有一个友谊喺度咧
？Do you have a sense of His presence beside you?
你有冇感觉到神系站喺你嘅旁边咧
？Well, you get that through the gospel, preaching the gospel to yourself.
你可以藉住去向自己去宣讲福音而得到。
As you see on slide 12 in John 15, the night before that.Jesus was about to die on the cross. Jesus takes a look at his disciples, the followers of him, and says, I don't just call you my servants, I call you my friends.
咁喺约翰福音十五章耶稣系死之前嗰一晚，佢话我呼召你，我唔再系用仆人嘅身份去称呼你，我系叫你称你为朋友。
And why can Jesus say that?
点解耶稣可以咁样讲咧
？He tells us in John 15 because I laid down my life for my friend.
因为我为朋友去舍命。
You know, if you have a good friend, you know what friends do? Friends always let you in.
因为朋友系点样嘅咧？朋友经常会让你进入到佢嗰度。
And Jesus' arms are outreached for you.
耶稣基督嘅膀臂系向你去
But as you imagine now, Jesus' open arms out for you, you know what keeps them open? He's nailed on a cross. His arms are open because they've been nailed on a cross.
耶稣嘅膀臂点样去伸开咧？就系因为佢嘅膀臂喺十字架上边被钉住。
You can't get more vulnerable than that.
你唔可以再受更大嘅伤啦，已经。
Jesus never lets you down. He went to the cross.
耶稣基督并从会令到你失望。耶稣基督死喺十字架上边。
And if you've been around here for long, you know that we always say he's there because he's forsaken. That's what the Bible says.
我哋知道咧，喺耶稣基督喺十字架上边，佢系被舍弃，因为圣经咁样讲。
Because he's being betrayed, he's being abandoned.
因为他被出卖被离弃。
But he has the fortitude, the courage to stay there for you.
但他是坚强的有个勇气留在十字架上面是为了你。
John Stott, in his commentary on 2 Timothy, says, this time that Paul explains in 2 Timothy 4 is his Gethsemane.
斯托德去提到提摩太后书这段经文的时候讲到说这个就是保罗的客西马尼园。
Everybody deserted Paul. He's on trial.
所有人都离弃了保罗。保罗要去面对的审讯，但没人帮他。
Just as Jesus was on trial for his life, and everyone turned from him.
就好像耶稣基督，他最终是被审判的时候，没人去帮助他。
There's a big difference, right?
当然保罗是很大分别。
Because Paul actually got this point of life,God, his friend, was at his side.
因为保罗有他的朋友神在他的旁边。
But no one
Not even God the Father was with Jesus when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为当耶稣在十架上面他说神啊为什么你要离弃我的时候神不在他的旁边他的朋友也不在那里。
You can just hear his words. Why aren't you there? Aren't you my father, my friend? Why aren't you at my side? You've turned away from me at my most desperate time.
你甚至乎可以听到耶稣基督这样讲话，为什么在那个时刻你要转念离开我呢？为什么你不在我旁边呢？他对父神这样讲。
Of course, the answer as to why is because he's not just dying, he's dying in your place.
答案是因为他不单止他是死，他要死，而是他是为了你而去死。
He's getting what you deserve for being self-centered.
他是因为你自我中心自私的缘故，去得到你应该得到的那个结果。
See, we're created to walk with the Lord, but we refuse and turn away.
我们被造是要与神同行，但是我们拒绝，我们离开祂。
And when we do that, we become small, curved in on ourselves.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就变得越来越狭小。
And what do we deserve when you turn away from the Lord?
当你离开神，转念离开神的时候，你配得到什么呢？
You deserve what happened to Jesus who took your place on the cross.
你配得的结果就是耶稣基督的结果在十字架上面。但耶稣基督取代了你。
And when you believe in the person and work of Christ there, atoning for your sins, you can know God as your friend.
但当你相信耶稣基督所做的所讲的说话的时候，你就可以认识神，并且将他成为你的朋友。
The question is not whether you're perfect or imperfect. Of course, we're imperfect.
所以个问题并不是说在于你究竟是完美还是不完美，因为当然你是不完美的。
God the Father abandoned Jesus on the cross, so he won't have to abandon you.
神将耶稣基督离弃在十字架上面，以致神不会离弃你。
Let me close by saying this at the end of 2 Timothy 4. Did you notice what it says there?
咁喺提摩太后书第四章嗰度，你有冇留意到佢想讲乜嘢咧
？Paul's exhorting Timothy says, "Do your best to get here before winter."
佢话你要尽力嘅系嚟到佢嗰度，喺冬天之前嚟到。
You know, I'm sure all Paul meant.By that is to say, Timothy, you know, unless you get here because it gets cold, you might end up like me. I got shipwrecked.
咁好，保罗可能就讲话，提摩太，你最好喺冻之前咧就嚟到啦。如果唔系咧，你嘅船咧好容易产生意外。
You know, winter even at that point of time in that part of the world, you know, things might get a little iced up, and travel might be hindered.
咁喺當地嘅時間嗰個冬天嘅話咧，咁地方都會結冰，咁好難去遊旅，係去旅行或者係要去遠行。
Come before winter means come before it's too late。
佢話你喺冬天之前嚟到，就即係話唔好等到太遲，你就要嚟到啦。
And many preachers of the past generations use this text to say, "What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?"How come Jesus isn't your friend by your side? Why? What are you waiting for?
換句話講就係話你喺度等乜嘢咧？你點解唔使耶穌基督成為你嘅朋友，站喺你嘅旁邊咧？
You know, I've heard this time and again from people. They say, "Oh, maybe later. I'll think about it later. Yeah, I got too much on my mind now."
我都聽到好多人講話啊，等我諗下先啦。我而家仲有好多嘢要諗啊，信仰呢啲嘢諗下。
But when we say that, we forget.What the Bible says, your heart will harden. It will harden when you don't trust and obey. It will harden.
但我哋咁样讲嘅时候，你就忘记咗圣经所讲嘅，就话当我哋唔去顺服信靠嘅时候，我哋嘅心就变得刚硬。
and your soul will get too small, too curved inward. Be too late. Don't delay. Don't be late.
咁你嘅灵魂咧就变得越嚟越狭小。你唔好等，唔好等到太迟。
Father, we thank you for your word and pray, Father, that all here and out there would take seriously your call to have Jesus as our friend by our side.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语，让我哋喺呢度同埋出边嘅人都去认真嘅去睇保罗点样使到耶稣基督系站喺我哋嘅旁边。
Lord, we know the Christian life is an uphill battle, and we pray for your strength and fortitude to fight the good fight, run the race to completion.
天父，我哋求你俾我哋力量有坚强去完成呢个当跑嘅路。
We acknowledge, Lord, that Paul's not just talking about the general struggles that people have, disappointments in life.
因为我们知道保罗所说的不是单单在生命上面遇到失望的时候。
He's saying we have to fight against our sinful tendencies, our sinful nature not to trust you and live by faith.
说我们要去争斗的是对于我们的不信去争战。
Help us, Father, to see your wisdom, to rely on your strength, and to live by faith in your promises.
要让我们看，给我们智慧，我们相信你的应许。
May we realize that you are our blessed hope, and may we believe that.
让我们看到你是给我们的盼望，让我们去相信。
And even if it means that we suffer for naming the name of Jesus or telling the truth, that we would do so.
甚至乎可能是我们要去因着要宣讲你的名要受苦，但是我们都这样做。
May we rely on your wisdom, because you've seen the beginning from the end.
让我们去依靠你给我们的智慧，因为你由起初到最终你都知道。
And not on our incomplete wisdom.
不是在乎我们那个不完全的智慧。
And so we ask your blessing now upon us, in Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求来祝福我们。